Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory.
Oh, chickens, I don't know how to feel about all that. What a gigantic episode. So now we know that the woman with the hat on her back is Tiki Tiki Tata, Tek Teun, and the doctor is still none the wiser. Although, tantalizingly, within the doctor's grasp is the fob watch full of memories. Although, I get the impression that it's brought up how many memories are in there, that not all of them are in there, that there might be some gaps. Wow. And the Sontarans turning up at the very end. Very, very exciting. And it looks like we're finally getting Daleks and Cybermen in the next one. Like, everything is coming to a head. And is Crystal Face about to disassemble the Doctor? Because I'm wondering if do the people die who get turned into all the kind of disassembled crystal energy, or do they end up in the passenger? Are they two different things? So we've got Di and Vinda inside the passenger, so they're going to try and get out, obviously. Belle has hooked up with Carvanista. And finally, as I predicted, Joseph Williamson with his tunnels is the key to getting around the universe and finding all the different places they need to go to. And by the way, they're real things. Like, those tunnels actually exist under Liverpool. This guy dug all these tunnels and these giant chambers, and no one really knows why. They don't go anywhere. They've found them in the last few years, and they're like you can go down there and like go on tours. But they thought maybe he was just doing like digging them because there were a lot of unemployed people, and he was like, well, I'll just dig all these tunnels for, you know, so people can have jobs. But yeah, they are an actual phenomenon under Liverpool, and no one knows why they're there or what he was doing with them. But now we do, because they go through different places in space and time. But yeah, oh my God. So the Sontarans are everywhere. They're in the tunnels. They're in Carvanista's spaceship. And they are popping up all around the Earth. It's weird that the Earth is the very center of everything. I guess that, you know, that's part of the excitement. Great to see Kate Stewart and UNIT. I was terrified that she was going to get killed off by the Grand Serpent at the end there. But luckily, she's wearing her psychic brace, whatever that is. It sounds uncomfortable. I'm wearing a psychic brace. but yeah, oh, and Kate Stewart next week is going to be laying down the law, which is exciting. Oh my God, so much has happened in this episode. I really enjoyed the through line of the Grand Serpent. I wasn't sure if the Grand Serpent was popping in and out of time or whether he's just, like, has been there the whole time, is just really old. But, oh my God, how creepy is his death snake that goes inside people? Ugh. That was quite terrifying. I was, yeah, very gooped out by that whole experience. Yeah. Oh my God. There's so much. It was so good. The Doctor's starting to get a handle on what's going on. The fact that Division is a division between two universes is berserk. So do we think that they are going to reboot the entire universe and go into another one? Or is it, we're just going to be left with the old universe? Although talking, given that it was compression as opposed to destruction, that does kind of imply that it can be uncompressed. Like, maybe that's what the Doctor's going to do at the end, is decompress it all. And it'll all be back to normal. It's hard to say, really. But yeah, oh my God, it was so exciting. Like, so much happening. So now we know it's happening on December the 5th, which is that is the date of the next episode, isn't it? I love that Chibnall has planned all this out. It's like, okay, I want the first episode to go to air on Halloween, and that means the sixth episode will go to air on the 5th of December, and that 5th of December is the end of the world, which is what Yaz and Dan and Eustace Jericho have found out in their travels through various places, through their little Indiana Jones trip around the many dusty archaeological sites around the world. And I loved that Old Mate in the Tunnels turned up on their ship at sea. But yeah, it's so the date is the 5th of December, and I'm gathering it's 2021, which is where Kate Stewart's house just exploded in. Oh no, she was 2017, wasn't she? So she's been in hiding for the last few years. And she'll turn up, obviously, and help stop it. Or is it all inevitable and we'll reboot into a new universe? I don't know. I really don't know where this is going to go. There's only one episode left. I mean, it's terrifying me. Well, there's one episode and then we get a full month of no new episodes, and then a whole new episode on the 1st of January. So there's really not that much to wait until episode 7, which I gather is where we're going to find out what's happening to the TARDIS. And the poor TARDIS has been stranded on Earth for half a century because they found it in that village. The village of the angels, it's just been sitting there. So I gather it's just been gathering dust at UNIT. Poor girl. She was not looking the best when we last saw her. So yeah, I guess the TARDIS isn't being used at all in the next episode. So that's something that we won't get until January. But yeah, oh my. So Tiki Tiki Tartar is in charge of the Division. And always has been, by the looks of it. Which is, and calling herself the Doctor's mum, and then being disassembled into her crystalline bits and pieces. So I'm wondering if that also is compression or decompression. I can people be saved from the crystallization-y bit of business? I don't know. It's like no one's come back from it yet. But that doesn't mean they can't. But yeah, so Swarm and Azura have found the Doctor. They're at Division. They're outside of the universe. Are they outside of time? I couldn't work out that bit either. By the way, I did love the Division's central control with the giant tree just growing out of the ground. And it's like, what's the tree got to do with anything? Or is it just pretty? And there's an Ood. I just love that, you know, it's like, oh, you've got a spare Ood mask. we'll pop an Ood in the Division. But yeah, so are we going to get more Weeping Angels, or are they just now in their own little Weeping Angel dimension? So all the memories that Claire had in her Brangel have been sucked into that fob watch. And the Doctor desperately wants to get her. And then the trailer for the next episode shows that the fob watch does open. Does that mean the Doctor gets all of their memories back? Or is it just a, you know, it's like a big Wikipedia page just to read? I don't know. All right. Next episode will be tonight if you're on Patreon, tomorrow morning if you're everywhere else. And my special guest will be Barjo, Stephen O'Donnell, the delightful Barjo from Whovians, and, you know, his many Twitch streams. So he he's been warning me he may be very confused and not know what's going on. So I'm excited about that. So, yes, next episode, Barjo and I will be talking about whatever just happened in that very, very intricate episode with a lot going on, and the entire history of UNIT. And then we'll be back with your thoughts and theories for the rest of the week. Please keep them coming, whether it's in the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group. If you want to email me, theory@adamrichard.com.au, you can get me on Twitter, on Instagram, on regular Facebook, Fabulous Adam Richard. I would love to hear from you. I need to know what's going to happen in this last episode. Or at least I need to think I know and then be surprised by it anyway. All right, I'll see you next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.